Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
And a special hello to all you wonderful Nielsen families out there.
This is Elaine Framstead of East Orange, New Jersey. It's time to hit the buzzer and win a cookie. On your mark, get set, go! You win a cookie! You win another cookie! You win another cookie!
This is on the Educational Channel.
We interrupt Hit the Buzzer, Win a Cookie to bring you coverage of the latest space mission.
Hey, where are your priorities, fella?
The astronauts of spacecraft Andromeda 7 are only minutes away from landing on the moon. Let's listen in on them.
We are making our descent, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. All systems are go. Right, Buzz?
Roger, Buzz. And I agree with Buzz over there.
There's some sort of law about astronauts having to be named Buzz.
Today, these heroes join the ranks of such great space explorers as Henry Buzz Van Ork, Freddy Buzz Lunchbox,
Steve,
and perhaps the most heroic of them all, Buchanan the Cat.
Didn't you know? My great uncle Buchanan was the first cat in space. It happened back in 1958, back when no man had ventured into outer space. It was a dangerous job, true, but being my ancestor, I think you can guess the kind of heroic and brave reaction he had.
Help! Let me out of here!
After him, catch that pussycat!
Let me out! I don't want to go to the moon! I don't even like going to the laundromat!
Please, guys, would you want to be shot into space in a rocket built by the lowest bidder?
First, I will examine the pussycat.
Why don't you go to the man?
Hey, somebody ate the ice cream off that stick.
Now we shall test your reaction to the change in gravity.
I can't go in this. I don't have an e-ticket.
And now we will test the pussycat under heavy stress. And now we put the simulator up to full power.
380 miles per hour in a 35-mile zone. Now, don't give me that old cat-in-a-flight simulator excuse. I've heard that one 11 times today.
Hey, guys, I suppose I couldn't interest you in going for Chinese food instead? Finally came the day when my great-uncle was to be launched to the moon.
I will go and get our volunteer. Time to go to the moon, kitty cat.
No, I don't want to go to the moon. How about Cleveland instead? It's just as weird and it'll save on gas. I don't want to go to the moon. No.
Now, you will be the first creature to land on the moon.
No, you will be the first creature to land on the moon.
Help! Let me out! I am a scientist! I do not take risks!
I can't do it. Not even to him.
One.
I am sorry, Pussycat.
Well, you ought to be. Hey, what happens when I push this button marked lunch?
20.
Pussycat, you have pushed the launch button.
Launch, not lunch. I knew I should have learned how to spell.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. Have liftoff.
And so, the rocket took off for the moon. The scientists attempted to track it, but didn't have much luck.
Any communication from the rocket?
Just this one transmission, sir.
Oh, is it flight data? Atmospheric conditions? Gravity coordinates?
It seems to be an order for a pepperoni pizza.
That was the last anyone ever heard of my great-uncle Buchanan. But he was the first creature ever in outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Odie, you do believe my story, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's true. It's...
The Andromeda 7 has landed on the moon's surface. Let's switch to the lunar camera.
Watch your step, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz, why don't you and Buzz plant the flag over there?
Good idea, Buzz. Buzz, Buzz and I hereby proclaim...
Hey! It's about time. Now, where's that pizza I ordered? Don't worry, I ordered pepperoni. I told Jody, you should never doubt me.
Imagination is a wonderful thing, Wade. I can imagine that we're deep in the jungle or at the South Pole.
Imagine us back someplace warm, Orson.
Easy as pie. See? I'm imagining we're on a farm with a wild horse charging at us. Horse got loose.
Could you imagine us into a hospital, please?
Roy, you don't have to move away.
I am unwanted, unloved, unneeded.
But Roy, we do need you, sort of.
Orson, wherefore is Roy going?
Somewhere else. He's moving away.
Oh, that's awful. That's terrible. Can I have his room?
Hi. You're probably wondering what's going on here. Well, it's not a pretty story.
To whom are you talking to?
To all those people out there watching us.
People watching us?
Okay, let me explain. Roy's been our rooster here for years. He wakes us up in the morning. That was one of his jobs. His other job was to protect the chickens from menaces like the weasel. All the chickens loved him.
No one can resist this hunk of a hero,
the king of the barnyard, the cock of the walk. If there's any problem, I handle it pronto. That's why I'm the king and the topic of talk. Feel my charisma, check out my style. That ought to keep you in awe for a while. You might think I'm cocky, but that's okay. I mean, I'm bound to be cocky when the ladies all say, they say, ooh, we love the things that he does and everything he's got. He's the greatest thing that there ever was. That's why I'm the king and
you're not.
And then, one day last week, someone new wandered onto our farm.
Pardon me, do you have need of a rooster?
I didn't, but the chickens had another opinion. His name was Plato, and all the ladies went wild for him. Well, you can imagine how thrilled Roy was with all this.
Ahem, there is room on this farm for one rooster, one uno singular, less than two.
Ahem, ahem, the ladies have made their choice.
Roy was determined to win their fancy back. Plato read poetry to them.
She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes.
So Roy decided to try poetry.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If I had your face, I'd be in a zoo. Hey, it rhymed.
Plato kept on charming all the ladies.
A flower, not half as beautiful as its recipient.
And Roy kept on trying.
Hey, anyone can bring flowers. Trees are a challenge.
And trying.
Well, I'm pretty musical myself.
It was pretty awful. The chickens all laid square eggs for a week. Finally, I guess, Roy decided he wasn't wanted.
Nobody needs me. I'm no longer the best. And now it's time to put this rooster to rest. I've been dethroned, no more king of the barnyard. It was good to be up. It's so bad to be down. Now it's all over, and no one will miss me, 'cause everyone wants the new king in town.
So that's why he's moving away.
You mean Plato is now our resident rooster?
I guess so. He's even doing the wake-up calls.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Nice reading.
I guess he'll do as a rooster, but I'm really gonna miss Roy.
I'm not.
I hear cackles of alarm.
The weasel, and he's got the chickens. Come on.
There is danger that way, so I go this way. Bye.
Plato, hurry. The weasel is stealing chickens.
A weasel? One moment, please. There, that ought to do it.
Come out and protect the chickens, you chicken! Oh, no! He's getting away with them!
It was a nice job while it lasted.
I must get far, far from that sleazoid weasel.
Adding injury to insult, duck?
The big bad weasel has got the chickens!
We've got to do something!
That new rooster is a pushover.
Ahem, chicken inspector.
Chicken inspector?
Yeah, I have to inspect all the chickens and collect the chicken tax.
Don't worry, ladies, it's old Roy.
Well, lots of chickens to pay taxes on.
taxes?
Let's see. There's the feather tax and the drumstick tax and the beak tax. You only owe $1,781.14.
Hey, chickens is expensive. I'm not paying that.
Ah, let me compute the penalties for non-payment of egg tax.
No, I can't afford this. Eat the chickens. They're all yours.
Everybody out. Roy to the rescue.
Come on.
But I don't want to face the weasel. All right, ladies. Your rooster Romeo is here.
Hit the road, Jack.
Well, I guess I'm not needed here.
Oh, no, please don't. I need you.
You need my suave, classy style?
No, I just enjoy having someone around more cowardly than I, you know.
Rats. I just can't get comfortable. If I can't get comfortable, I'll never get to sleep. Wait a minute. Maybe if I raised my right arm and leg and laid my head back and got my tail out of the way.
I don't even want to know.
You're not getting my lasagna today, cat.
If you're gonna be inhospitable, who needs it? I'm going for a walk in the park.
Okay, kids, here it is. Free ice cream courtesy of your parks department. No, I'm sorry. Only one to a person. Only one. Anyone else? All right, young man, here you go. And here's one for you, and one for you, little lady. And one for you, 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 and one for you. Boy, I can use an ice cream myself.
Somebody lost a book. You'd think they could at least have the decency to lose something edible. Here's the address of the owner. It's a copy of Cinderella. I remember this story. Pretty lady, ugly stepsisters, fairy godmother, prince, glass shoes. I wish I had a fairy godmother to grant my wishes. For my first wish, I'd wish for lasagna. For my second wish, I'd wish for more lasagna. And for my third wish, I know you're wrong. I'd wish for more wishes so I could wish for more lasagna. I wonder how you get a fairy godmother. And who might you be?
Well, I might be Michael Jackson, but I ain't. I'm your fairy godfather.
Right.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse.
See you around, fella.
If you want to blow your chance for three wishes, that's up to you, pal.
Three wishes? Me? I get three wishes? Honest?
Then hurry up with them. I ain't got all day.
All right. For my first wish, I wish for lasagna.
You got it.
Ah, nice, a hot lasagna. I'ma not know how he did it, but I'ma know he did it.
You wanted lasagna? You got lasagna.
I got lasagna, all right. You and I are gonna get along just fine.
Aha! There you are. I'ma knew it was you. You keep your hands off of my lasagna, cat, or I'ma have you arrested.
You stole those lasagnas.
Hey, how else? What do I look like, a pizza cook? Give me a second wish.
Okay. I'd like lots of money to buy lasagna with.
Okay, simsala bim and all that jazz. There you go, $43,511.37. Is that enough?
It's a start, thanks.
Hey, hurry back. You got one more wish to use.
This is heavy. I'll drop it at the bank and convert it to large bills.
Mr. Mendelberger, a sack of money is missing containing $43,511.37.
I need this changed. It's $43,511.37. Oh, it's okay, fellas. I don't need an honor guard. Let me out of here. I'm innocent. Get me an attorney. Get me an attorney named Murray.
Is that your third wish?
You stole that money.
Hey, how else am I supposed to get the money?
Okay, Cat. The bank decided not to press charges since you brought the money back.
Ready for your third wish?
Go away.
Oh, come on.
Flap your wings and buzz off.
Maybe I didn't make myself clear. You got a third wish coming and you're gonna use it, or else.
I just want this guy out of my life before I get life. For my third wish, I want...
No, not that. Anything but that.
Hey, it's my third wish and I can have whatever I want.
Okay. One fairy godmother coming up.
There you are, Herbert! Where have you been?
Just granting some wishes, Abigail.
You can grant my wishes for a while. I wish the trash was taken out. I wish the dog was walked.
Yes, my love.
And take that tissue out of your mouth.
I think she made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Oh, well, so much for my three wishes. This is the lost book that started it all. I might as well return it to its owner.
Oh, little kitty, you found Jennifer's book. She's been so upset since she lost it in the park. Here, I want you to take this lasagna I made as your reward.
Mm. Hey, how about that? A happy ending. I like fairy tales.
I'm bored. I've got to find a purpose in life. Can I try that?
This is my exercise. Find your own feather.